Wait a minute, wait a turn, minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. Got he in talking tune. Bigger business. Talking he make business. A lot of moves.
Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host Scott Catoon. Has that awesome song. Thank you, Song Finch, who's going to be presenting at this month's Technori Showcase Tuesday, June 27th, for writing that song. This is Technori live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. We've spent the last half an hour listening to a handful of really great commercials and talking about how Jeff Bezos is turning his this world into his own personal Sim City. We learned a little bit about RegTech, and now let's have a little bit of fun with the utter nonsense creator Tim Swindle. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, better late than never. We've got you on now for the whole rest of the show is the Tim Swindle half hour. This is just a couple of commercial breaks, but we're going to have a good time. Tim, I have to tell you, before we get into sort of your background and what utter nonsense is and how I met you and all this stuff, your game that is not the Family Edition version is one of my favorite games of all time.
Wow.
No, I'm not kidding. I played it. I had a couple of my friends come over to the house the other day. I may or may not have been drinking scotch.
Yeah.
So this kind of like whatever. It got to the point where we had to stop playing because I was laughing so hard I was crying and I couldn't do the voices. And today's going to be fun because we're going to play it in the second half of this segment. And I'm actually, minus my cold that's going on here, I'm actually really good at voices, or at least I think I'm good at voices.
Yep.
And so it's going to be really fun to show the audience what this game really is. I just have to preface by saying you're only going to get the family edition, the yep. No drinks and other things that are part of this game.
Well, this one, although yes, it is a PG version.
There's a PG-ish version.
Yep. I'm going to argue that it is every bit as funny as the original, which we are in the process of rebranding as the Naughty Edition.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So as you alluded to, the first one we came out with was, you know, much more of an adult party game.
It's awesome. If you haven't played it, you can get them at Target, right?
Yes.
Or everywhere.
Much, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
Target, Amazon, you know, our website.
You can get anything at Amazon now, my friend.
It's unbelievable.
You can buy your socks there. You can buy your food, your salad, whatever you want.
He's taking over the world. You know, there's going to be like, you know, five people that run the world.
Bezos will be one of them for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So anyway, this game, highly recommended. We're going to talk a little bit about the game itself and how it's played. We're actually going to show people how it's played. But you and I met, and I just want to briefly kind of touch on the fact that you're not just a video game, or not a video game, but not just a board game maker.
Mm-hmm.
You have actually had a pretty successful career in Chicago Tech here.
Yeah, so, you know, I fashioned myself as an entrepreneur and was a partner at a company called Point Drive, which was acquired in July by LinkedIn. So that was a, you know, 5-month arduous process, or sorry, excuse me, 5-year arduous process of, you know, building a software company with Bill Burnett, who I know you've had on the show.
Yeah. Well, they were on our stage. Point Drive was on our stage.
Yeah, that's right. He was a keynote or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, so that obviously very different than, you know, building a board game. But, you know, so as we were building that company as a kind of like a, you know, just a creative outlet, was with a friend of mine, and we had this concept for this game. So we decided to, you know, kind of in our nights and weekends type of project, you know, pursue it. And we ended up doing a Kickstarter campaign in August of 2014. And from there, it just kind of, you know, things very unlike most startups. It just kind of started, it grabbed attention quickly and traction quickly. And so, yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Dare I ask you how and why you created this game? I want to know, but I'm like, listen, I don't work for WGN per se, so I don't actually know where all the buttons are. I'm going to rely on Griffin, the producer, to turn off the mic if you tell us the real reason as to how this is created. But I got to know, man.
Well, so really it was a function of years of playing something similar in concept. Just at like friends' lake houses and family gatherings over the years, we would basically have, you know, a group of people and everybody would write down an accent on a piece of paper, and as well as a phrase, and you put that in two different piles, and then people would pull from the pile and they would go around, and it was just honestly something that we came up with. And you know, in that August, that 2014 timeframe, we were having a couple drinks, you know, this was a drinking type game. And we were like, I bet we could take that, you know, concept and really turn it into something real.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that was really where it came from.
So on the more business side of this, and I think we talked about this when you were on the podcast, when you were promoting Utter Nonsense, the soon-to-be Naughty version.
Soon-to-be Naughty, yep.
And honestly, to be totally fair, it's not like Naughty. Naughty almost doesn't feel like the right way to describe it, because there are some naughty elements, but honestly, you could take out like maybe a third of the deck and it'd still be like good enough.
Right. And that was really, you know, kind of a quick segue there. That was the impetus for the Family Edition, was that we had a lot of feedback from people that were like, I love this concept. However, you know, I had to remove a third of the deck in order to play it with my family.
I think I heard someone say that in the green room today. Or maybe you were just telling the story. Yeah. But, you know, I guess when you were on the podcast, we talked a little bit about this, and I want to kind of rehash is being an entrepreneur, whether it's tech or otherwise, that is your sort of your hustle, if you will. There's sort of this, I don't know, it's a ubiquitous sort of like thing that I find in people that they know how to chase things down. Like for me, example, I was in commercial real estate and I used everything I learned about contract and finding what I used to work in nuisance property. So I'm trying to find places that were salvageable and fix them, flip corners. I use that exact same everything. I mean, literally I have the same driver model on Excel from 2006 that I still use now for our media incubator. Same deal. So I look at this and I ask you, how did you apply your entrepreneurial status and what you were doing at Point Drive to chase this dog down?
Yes, that's a great point, because I think although you may look at that and say, well, one side you're doing this, you know, building a software company, and then you're doing a physical board game, that doesn't make sense. And I think I would argue that and say there's a lot that overlaps. Yeah. Just the whole kind of mindset that you have to have, you know, as an entrepreneur of like, listen, you know, I don't know all the answers, but I'm going to figure it out. And this is something I'm going
to
pursue.
And you have to be obsessed with like loving the figure it out moment.
Yes, exactly. Like I love solving hard problems. Like that's what gets me excited. You know, and there's the whole thing of just, I want to build my own thing, right? I want to work for, you know, myself, and I don't want to work for, you know, so there's all those elements too that just drive you.
I used to love when people would hang up on me. You know, I was in commercial real estate. You're calling tenants and like trying to sell space and trying to like, I have this space in my head and I'm just trying to get you to buy into it, which you have this game in your mind that like you can use an analogy. You could say the game's kind of like this, but you can't prove to Target that it's worth carrying the box.
Well, here's the thing.
And how do you get that call in the first place? How do you get
that? With consumer-based models, it's very different. So I'd say another one of the elements that kind of carried over is sales, you know, and that was a big part of what I was doing at Point Drive. And that's a big part of, you know, how we got into Target as well. So the story there is that, you know, right when we launched, we realized that we needed some help because Dave and I were both working full-time jobs. So brought on my sister, who's been instrumental in building the Family Edition and, you know, the company as a whole. And we were like, hey, we need help with PR. And without having any background or experience, you know, she just went and started reaching out to different game publications and things like that. And she got one. She got us covered in one called the Toy and Game News UK. So, you know, I was like, oh,
who doesn't like that? Yeah. Facebook page.
Like, great. Good one, Shannon.
Thanks.
Well, lo and behold, guess who reads Toy and Game News UK? Target buyers.
Oh,
and
good find.
Yeah. And so, you know, the Target buyer read the article about the original concept and loved it. And then that was kind of what was the impetus for them reaching out.
That is awesome. What a great, such a great story. I mean, we have a couple of multi-time founders that have come in here and multi, you know, side hustle, whatever you want to call it, that are super, super successful. And you're just blown away when you're like, how did you put this together? It's not in your background. And the one thing is that every one of them, I'm hoping since I set this up that your answer is going to be the same as theirs. But it's like, I never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally it's like, I don't know. I didn't think I couldn't. I just thought like, well, I figured this out and I knew nothing about that. So I figured I could figure this out too. I have no idea what I'm doing behind the microphone. It's pretty evident by this interview, but I figure it out on the fly. So how did you?
Yeah, I mean, that is a big part of it. Honestly, I mean, I'll go back to that in terms of like, you kind of have to have that innate self-belief, you know, and it's not, I don't think it's an arrogance. I think it's just a self-confidence.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, I don't really know what this is, but I think I'm, you know, reasonably intelligent and I can figure things out and I can Google search pretty well. I mean, it's amazing how much that is a big part of the, you know, of like, all right, well, you know, we need to figure out how to manufacture a game. Well, Google search, you know, manufacture a board game. And guess what? You know, a bunch of manufacturers pop up.
I got my YouTube MBA.
You know? Right. And yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's really just about, you know, being methodical and not giving up and doing a lot of research and hopefully making smart decisions and, you know, some luck involved there as well.
Well, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, a couple seconds here and actually play this game. But before we do, if you could give just like a quick plug, how does it work? What's the gist? What should they be looking for?
Sure. So the gameplay is you have two sets of cards. You have accents and phrases. An accent could be like, Whisper or Pirate or Valley Girl. And then the phrases in this edition are just kind of like fun, witty things to say. In the original, you know, they're a little more inappropriate and have some swear words and things like that. But this is wholesome family fun. It was created by moms. I mean, it was, you know, written by moms. And so I feel very confident that this isn't, you know, hopefully going to offend anybody.
Well, listen, you know what? This might be the last time I'm on the air, and hopefully you've got some good insurance in case things go wrong. I know WGN's got some great insurance. We will be back playing Utter Nonsense Family Edition, so don't worry, Todd. We're going to be playing Family Edition, no curse words. I'm Scott Catoon, and you're listening to WGN Radio 720. Welcome back to WGN Radio. We are going to play some utter nonsense. I'm Scott Catoon. We're sitting with Tim Swindle. I'm about to get swindled on the show, on this game is what's going to happen. I'm going to start this off by saying I cheated because the very first card on top was Stuffy Nose, and I already got that, so I can just read this straight. I don't care what the fox says because I can't breathe right now, but this game is amazing. Tim, why don't we split the deck. So we're going to let everyone know we're going to still keep interviewing you because I got all kinds of questions I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start playing this game. So I'm going to lead it with you.
All right. So the way the game works is we flip over an accent card. So I'll do one here, which is, this is convenient. It's news anchor.
Here we go.
I think you've had a leg up here. Did you?
I might have rigged this deck. I told you I'm going to get swindled. I'm swindling you. I don't know how that's not in this game.
Foxing the fox.
We've got all puns. I got a snuffy nose. You got news anchor. I just had a card with fox on it. I swear we didn't read these cards. Actually, we didn't. All right, here we go.
All right, so this is my news anchor impression / accent, okay? Breaking news. My version of carpool karaoke is much less impressive.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't think Sam Donaldson was shaking his knees there. I don't think the Watergate scandal would have
kind of stumbled.
I feel like it wouldn't have taken off with that read. But you know, I want to ask you, so like, what was kind of the what do you see as the main difference between this version of the game and the old one? Because like, I'm flipping over the card now. The next one is Australian, which I used to be able to do. As false as Fabia, I used to be able to do it with the cola. Good eye, mate. I watch Crocodile Dundee a lot, so I should be good at this. Naps are great. Take one. I promise you won't regret it. That's a little Irish at the end there. I got a little lost on that.
Well, that's one thing with the game that we encourage is that it's not about necessarily being good at the accents. Yeah. That's not a requirement.
It's in fact, you know, best when you're not.
Exactly. I mean, the way that, you know, the judging works is that one person is the judge and it's totally subjective. So it doesn't matter, you know, you could crush the accent or you could destroy it. And that's funnier to the person that's judging and you may still win the round.
So when we get into this, we're going to do another one. And can we have Griffin, who's in there purposely listening, hopefully. We're going to do, you're the judge. So I don't know if you've been paying attention, Griffin. You're the judge in this.
Gotcha.
Tim is going to do this. He's going to start off with the accent. He's going to read his line. Then I'm going to do it and I'm going to botch it. But you're going to be the unbiased judge. Ready to go.
I just choose who does it better.
You choose who does it better, who's funnier. It's it's up to you. Whatever.
It's a very subjective game.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'm ready.
So which one do I kind of want to get a second chance at news anchor. I'm not going to lie. I didn't do my best job there. Okay, we're going to do news anchor again. Breaking news. Picture day is fun. Getting your pictures day is less fun.
All right, so there. I have to flip another card because the one I got was mime, which is going to be kind of a challenge on a radio show.
Yeah. Well, the way it would work is that you do the same one as I. Like, you would do.
Oh, so I do the same one.
Yeah, you do news anchor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Griffin decides which one of us did news anchor better.
Oh, okay. So then I do news anchor on this next one then.
That's all right. That's right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking news. I can't even read the words in this one. We'll do another one. I already lost. Griffin's sitting back just like, just pulled the plug on this. One more. We're there yet, and you'll be eating cow pie for dessert. That's the news, and I'm Bob Kessler. Sorry, Bob.
Wow. I don't know how Bob feels about that.
But I feel like I just got fired.
I think, you know, we'll go with Scott. I liked how you stumbled through it. That was great. Also, the did it. The little theme music that you provided for yourself, just going above and beyond.
Can you tell the last time I watched a news program that I actually like pulled out some 19 early 80s?
Yeah, both of your newsmen are very,
very old. It's like before.
Really?
It's like before Burgundy.
Yeah, before Burgundy. Exactly.
It's so before Burgundy. You know what happened? I watched the 2020 Watergate scandal replay yesterday last night. That's how fun my Friday was. But I enjoyed it, and there was lots of news. So I guess
watched House of Cards, so similar
love the show.
Friday night.
I took a little hiatus, but as we continue here, I kind of want to go into some of the questions as to how family differs and how do you write the cards for this?
Mm-hmm. So, very fortunate to have I'm going to say an all-star team of writers, and like I said earlier, it's largely moms, specifically from Oak Park, Illinois, that my sister found. And so the first game was, again, this was at the time, it was an idea, right? We didn't have resources. We didn't have the capital to go hire professional writers. Whereas, this time we've learned a lot. The first game's fortunately, been pretty successful. And so we, have a lot of resources and we know kind of what's good now. And so we were able to go be more specific too with writers about the type of content they were creating. Another big thing that we learned was just the accents themselves. So you'll notice that there's certain typical accents like Australian, but we've realized that the players really like doing the, I'll call it non-traditional accents. So things like whisper, things like pooping as an accent. Those are more fun to our audience, to our fans. So
and you can leave your kids in the room, which is helpful.
Yes. Sometimes. So yeah. And as far as the differences go, so, one, I think the quality of the writing, is fantastic, but then it's family friendly. I mean,
the funny thing is with these, when you go with the clean version of these stuff, the writing actually has to be better. I use lots of words that probably aren't the greatest, smartest mm-hmm. things to say, but in general, we always joke about comedians, the ones that have to go low and say kind of dirty jokes. It's you're really not that creative.
Yeah, exactly. I know Jerry Seinfeld is a huge fan of that, right?
Yeah.
They call it blue comedy or whatever. And that's because it's lazy.
Yeah.
They look at it as lazy. And so I couldn't agree more that,
And that's kind of makes this one even better, maybe.
I hate to peg them against each other, but I would argue that, this is better than the original right now.
Well, I'm going to a barbecue tonight, so we're going to find out as I play some of this game here. So before we head out of this here, what I want to do is I'm going to go with one more, and then it's going to be up to you to determine if you match me, right? You've got to do it better than me.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to try this. The term is Italian. The accent is Italian. So the question there in my head is do I try to speak actual Italian and not sound mm-hmm. like a doofus, or do I go with the Italians here in Chicago, talking about the pizza pie, gonna eat the Zach. So I'm gonna go with that one because that's the only one I know how to do. Alrighty. The card says, "We're going to LA for summer. Not the famous one, the Louisiana one." That's my Italian.
That's really good. And what you guys can't see, because this is a radio show, is that Scott just did the whole hand thing,
I set down my fidget spinner for 2 seconds to do the pizza pie. And we got all kinds of people walking up and watch this. You're up. You're going to have to impress these people.
All right.
They can hear you out there, right?
Okay. Well, hopefully I don't disappoint them then. YOLO is great until you get grounded.
And he also went the route of the fingers and the pizza pie. And
you made an impression on me.
Listen, the Uzo and the pinky ring are sitting over here somewhere. I think we just offended half of Chicago, by the way. But don't worry. I eat Luminati's deep dish pizza, and Giordano's is number two. So everyone's back in good favor. Griffin, who won that one?
Well, it's kind of a tie. You really went down the same road. I was expecting maybe two different takes.
It's a me, and Mario.
It's a me, and Mario.
See, there you go.
Fresh off. I did not take the Titanic.
Now we're talking. I think it's a draw. I hate to. Can you just shake on that?
Yeah, I'm going to lean and hand it over to Tim because I had the perfect. If you were going to do the Italian gangster, I had the perfect part to read. We're going to LA, not the famous. Yeah, it's perfect. This is a great show and a great game. Thank you, Tim, so much for coming in here
and
spending some time with this. Where do people go to pick up this game? Where do people go to learn how to play the game and have some fun?
Yeah, so this is an exclusive at Target. So we launch tomorrow in every Target nationwide. So, that's where you can. That's the one and only place you can get it. So
awesome.
Got to go to Target.
Until Amazon buys Target.
That's true. Hey,
that's the day. You never know.
The rate that they're going at, that's almost an inevitable.
Starbucks Starbucks by Amazon by Target.
Right.
Tim, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thanks, Scott.
Of course. And of course, you guys want to make sure that you check out the podcast. It's technori.com, or you can go to wgnradio.com/technori, and you'll see all of the amazing founders and CEOs and CFOs and CMOs and everything C's that come into our studio on a weekly basis and tell us a story about their business. Please check it out. You can stream this episode and more on wgnradio.com, download our Technori podcast on iTunes, and to learn more about Chicago Tech, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.